It's been 17 years now since Colorado approved medical marijuana, and it is approved for some ailments, but doctors here still can't recommend it for post-traumatic stress syndrome. PTSD is just one of those that has been tried four different times to get into the state legislature, and it hasn't been able to do that. And it means that if you want to use it medically for PTSD, you pay for recreational marijuana, which is more expensive, and often that's not grown for medical use. There is a difference. There is a reason that people go to medical dispensaries, because often there's strains that are available for medical patients. And it can also, this is an interesting thing, it can also cause people who have PTSD who are maybe interested in seeing whether marijuana can alleviate their symptoms to go in and lie to the state and to doctors about having chronic pain so that they can get a card. Not a good thing. So this bill just passed. The bill was co-sponsored by Senator Irene Aguilar of Denver and Representative Jonathan Singer, and it passed the state Veterans and Military Affairs Committee after a hearing on Monday. And this is the committee that four times has gone against this same recommendation. And basically, there's two arguments. Doctors say that there's a lack of medical research showing whether it's actually effective. They want more than just anecdotal evidence. I understand that. But the other physicians who want to at least have it in their toolbox, they argue that PTSD treatment is already common and that the change wouldn't require people to do it. It would just allow them the possibility of doing that. And Senator Aguilar, who's also a doctor, says she's never recommended medical marijuana in her practice, but at least give them the chance to use it. Another thing to think about is that the health department has set aside $3.3 million since 2015 to study whether marijuana can be used to treat post-traumatic stress syndrome. No results yet. And I think that might have had something to do with people actually changing their minds and voting for it. One of the things to remember is it's not just veterans. There are a lot of people who have PTSD who are not veterans. Ashley Weber, who's a lawyer and is involved in Normal, she's a Longmont native, and she uses marijuana to treat chronic pain and PTSD from a car accident, which left her in a wheelchair. So it's not just, I mean, there's a lot more going on, I think, than we think about.
So that bill was just introduced this week. What is the future for that? It has to go through committee and then various different votes?
It's passed the committee. That's the big deal. The committee had not passed it four times before. And so it'll await a Senate vote in a few weeks, and then it'll head to the House.
In other big news this week, Boulder District Attorney Stan Garnett was named to a national group of DAs who will be giving advice to the Trump administration on marijuana.
Yeah, I think that's a real interesting choice. I think that maybe Garnett will probably offer a little levity to a lot of people who are, you know, there's still a lot of talk going around, still a lot of people around the country who are talking about the failure of marijuana legislation in Colorado. I don't particularly believe that. I don't see any particular reason to believe that. I don't see any statistics that say that. And Garnett is a person who never thought about marijuana. I've talked with him, and he never thought about marijuana before he came to Colorado and started working here. And after looking at things, this is a man who actually looks at things, he said, no, he's one of the first ones to say that, and I think he's going to offer at least another side to the argument, and the administration's going to need that.
People can read about that and more news as it pertains to cannabis at scentsymag.com, or catch the hard copy at newsstands around the Front Range, including right here at the studio in Boulder. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.